gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
So in the past 24 hours, it looks like social media has been going at Cardi B for some reason. There's a trend where screenshots allegedly showed her making offensive contents or comments and dissing other rappers. Is a hashtag Cardi B is over party.
So I had to ask the girls about this. You know, yes. Our girls are 19, 18, 15. And what they said from where they stand is that she says a lot of toxic things and has said a lot of homophobic and transphobic things as well. And that she doesn't really embrace her blackness. You know what I mean? But a lot of her songs, she's dropping the N-word, like a lot of the rappers today. And she's, you know, that's what the younger people say.
And that's the hypocritical part of young people. I mean, this has been, Cardi B's been Cardi B since day one. I brought this up to the girls weeks ago. They love Cardi B. You know what I'm saying? It's the hypocritical nature of being a young person.
Well, what did she say?
Cardi B says this. She woke up. She said, I'm like, what the F? I didn't even do anything. What I did? Cardi B has been Cardi B. And so now they're coming for her. But, you know, I think she's going to fight it off.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
she ain't scared, definitely.
So when you think Cardi, you know, you think of that oh, like that, right? But then even with that, there are those in the LGBTQ community that said, we've been saying that. Like, and so she kind of took that. So, you know, I think it's things like
I'm a Cardi. What I did.
Right.
We'll see what happens. Now, another good news. I'm not going to say that joke again because it was pretty funny. With the cheese when I said LeBron James, his hairline's not the only thing that's growing.
Oh, but you just did say it.
Okay. Well, him and his agent are doing great things. You know, LeBron, look, I as a receding hairline man, when I was 10 years old, I looked like I was 36. Look, I support when I was in school, grown-ups would come up to me, would you like to go out Thursday? I'm 10!
Well,
anyway.
You had that little man suit on.
I did have that husky suit on.
Benjamin
but anyway.
All right.
LeBron, I salute the new hairline. Well, anyway, he's doing great things. They raised $100 million for their new media company dedicated to amplifying black voices.
And that's what matters.
And, you know, he partnered with his agent and this conglomerate is called Spring Hill Company after the Akron apartment complex where him and his mom lived in the sixth grade.
He really made that decision. You know what I mean?
Spring Hill Entertainment.
I'm going to do so much more than just, you know, amaze people out here in the heart.
Amazing. Amazing. And another amazing news, look. Marlon Wayans, is he the youngest brother? I think he is the youngest brother. They got 97 brothers. I'm not sure. Anyway, he sets up an HBO Max overall deal. So that's awesome. He has a new deal with HBO Max. It's a stand-up special, also a multi-act special, which he will host. And he'll also develop scripted and unscripted projects for the streamer under a First Look deal. So congratulations to Marlon Wayans. You're doing big things. And I remember when he started to take comedy, stand-up serious, and now he's doing it on this level.
He's the youngest at like 47 years old.
The youngest Wayans.
Yeah.
That's the AMPM Entertainment Report. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up, Brian McKnight joins us on WHUR.
One world, one nation, one station. WHUR-FM and HD1 Washington. Representing all with old school. The 90s and new and now R&B. We are... You.